in advance of yesterday's speech from the throne, many people involved in our energy sector were warning that a delay in delivering investment incentives to the offshore oil and gas industry was putting the future of the province at risk. Many were looking to the speech from the throne to provide some relief or at least reassurance that help was on the way. Charlene Johnson is the CEO of the Newfoundland and Labrador Oil and Gas Industries Association. She joins me live by phone. Good morning, Ms. Johnson.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Pretty well, thanks.
Your reaction to the speech from the throne yesterday?
Well, you know, throne speeches are foundational documents. They're often long on words and short on details, and I certainly think that's the case here. I didn't hear any mention of the offshore specifically, only references to the energy sector and specifically around transitioning to renewables. So we were certainly hoping for more in the throne speech. But again, we've been waiting for over 6 months, so I guess we're going to have to wait a little longer now to get those details, and we will certainly be pressing for those details.
Now, Deputy Conservative Leader Candace Bergen criticized the Liberal government speech for failing to acknowledge the role of the oil and gas sector. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, as I said, we would certainly have liked to have seen stronger language there. You know, the throne speech often made references to clean energy and clean technology, and you know, something we have an abundance of here is wind, and that's certainly the case last night, and hydro. So, you know, with the offshore already being 30% below global greenhouse gases, and by having the opportunity to lower that by another 60 to 70% using hydro from shore, using wind, we believe that we are certainly part of that energy solution. So hopefully when details of the speech are fleshed out and actions come forth, I hope our contribution will be recognized by the federal government, and then the federal government will help us be the leaders that we can be in helping them get to net zero by 2050.
NOIA CEO Charlene Johnson, on that note, it says here in that speech that Canada cannot reach net zero without the know-how of the energy sector. And that's when they were talking about this so-called Atlantic Loop. Did that jump out to you at all there? What were your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I think it's always good when we're thinking about doing different things or doing the same things differently. We do have an abundance of hydro, as I said. So anytime we can collaborate and work together with other provinces, and I was just on a conference this week with APEC, that's the kind of conversations we need to be having and using all forms of energy together. This isn't about either or. It's using all forms of energy to meet our energy demands here in Canada for energy security and supply, but also doing it in a way that we can lower our carbon footprint.
Was there anything in that speech that will help that jumped out to you?
I did see a mention that the government will hit industries that were hardest hit. Our industry has certainly been hardest hit. And, you know, the thousands of people that are hurting and without jobs right now are certainly waiting to see help. So, you know, the old adage, good things come to those who wait. Well, we've certainly been waiting a long time. So what is coming, if it is coming, should be outstanding.
What would you have liked to see?
Specifically, a recognition that our light sweet crude here and the skills that have been accrued in its extraction can make us global leaders and can help Canada be energy sufficient in our energy supply, and recognizing that we are a major part of the solution with our ethical oil, call it transitory oil, call it whatever you want. We are a big part of the solution because of our already light sweet crude and how much further we can go using our partnerships with NATI, the Technology Association, with NEA. And we're already embarking on studies with NEA to look at hydro from shore, offshore wind, carbon capture and storage. So I would have liked to have seen a recognition of, you know, the fact that we do have that light sweet crude and there's an opportunity to be even a lower carbon emitter as we transition. Because as long as the world needs oil, we believe it should come from a place that has the ethics, the rule of law, you know, the geopolitical situation, and of course the environmental and social regulations that Canada leads in the top 10 exporting countries. So that's what we would have liked to have seen, but I guess we'll have to wait for the details to unfold.
Now, have you been speaking with Newfoundland and Labrador MP and Federal Natural Resources Minister Seamus O'Regan lately on any possible announcements that may be coming up in the near future?
You know, we're in continuous discussion with Minister O'Regan and with Premier Fury. We're hopeful, but we've heard numerous times now that help is coming soon. I don't have any specifics as to when that might be, but the conversations continue.
And like you just mentioned, obviously you are hopeful that some form of help will be forthcoming, but what form should that help take?
Well, we've never moved off our position that the help needs to be in the form of attracting investment and retaining investment. So two methods, exploration incentives, and that's for the long term. And then, of course, development incentives. The Atlantic Investment Tax Credit is something that companies in our sector could avail of up until 2012. They're the only industry, to my knowledge right now, that can no longer avail of the Atlantic Investment Tax Credit. So we're asking that that be implemented again for companies in our sector. And that would help get projects that have been put on hold back on the table, back up and running, so thousands of people can go back to work. The exploration incentive would be to drive exploration. If you don't explore, you don't discover, you don't get to all the capital construction and the jobs that comes with that, and then you don't get to production where the province has the royalties and taxes and so on. So it's a combination of the two, and that's what we're certainly hoping to see.
NOIA CEO Charlene Johnson, obviously the world knows at this point that we do need to transition away from fossil fuels, away from oil and gas, to a more greener in technology. But of course, that will take time. We will need oil and gas for that transition to happen. But hypothetically, would you and your group be open to a possible deal in the sense that, let's say, if they'll give X amount of money for financial aid, but in to come back that you and NOIA and all these other groups will need to have start chipping away towards, you know, sustainability and more greener technology?
We're excited about that. We're excited about doing what we can to lower the carbon footprint. We're excited about clean technology. And in fact, we made a suggestion that any help that comes and any companies that avail of these incentives, and I should mention these incentives are in the form of tax rebates after the work has been done. So this is about putting people back to work and the incentive comes then. But we suggested have requirements attached to it that companies have to submit a plan to lower their carbon footprint, or companies need to, if there is a discovery, companies have to set a target of so many kilograms per barrel of CO2, lower than the already low carbon emitting barrel we have now. So those are suggestions we've made, and I think it's absolutely the right thing to do.
Charlene Johnson, CEO of the Newfoundland and Labrador Oil and Gas Industries Association, thank you very much for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you for having me.